here we are back with Joey Ritzema and Mark Baker. And Joey, you were sharing with us when we last left off about the pivotal experience that you had with the Revelation Seminar series in Cadillac and some of the things that were really important to your decision to giving your life to Jesus. Tell us a little bit more about that experience that you had.
Yeah, so this Revelation Seminar, and Revelation meaning the revelation of Jesus Christ, the character of Jesus Christ, was very pivotal for me. It was kind of a break in just the everyday COVID life, so we were excited to be out there and experience something as a group. But I didn't realize the group was going to be so colorful and kind and loving. It was just, you know, what I needed at the time. Just from the moment we walked to the seminar, it wasn't really a seminar, it was outside in a farmer's marketplace. We were, you know, greeted by these really kind people from Strong Tower Radio. I couldn't believe it. I was like starstruck because I listened to them all the time on the radio, but I didn't realize they would be so genuine in person. And then they, you know, handed us healthy refreshments and whatnot. But the keynote speaker was Wes Peppers, and as I listened to him, he was so polished and interesting, and you know, a former college athlete, and he had just such a depth of experience, and he just shared how he changed his life around, and now he's, you know, a speaker with It Is Written. It's a national Bible study type
an evangelistic leader
event. Yeah, he's an evangelistic leader, and I couldn't believe that he talked about how he once was this steroid monster and how he had such a character of love and kindness and a drive to, you know, help people. It was just like, it was flooring to me, and that's how I felt when I, every person that I met there. So just without any biblical knowledge of, you know, like without even having the lecture, right there was an eye opener for me. It's like, you can't fake that. So whatever they were doing, I wanted. So, you know, I grew up...
You wanted what you were seeing.
What I was seeing. And that was kind of the same thing that Mark was talking about. If you want to know more about me, you know, it's very complicated to be in love with Christ. So just a sampling would be to listen to Strong Tower Radio. So that was the same thing. It was like their money was where their mouth was. And, you know, if you want to use those kind of terms, I could tell that these were genuine people. And so the whole lecture just, I don't remember everything about it, but I remember wanting to really listen to it because the character of these people gave me something to look forward to. It's kind of like if you're an athlete and you see the top at, like if, for me, I'm a marathon runner, so you see the world's fastest marathon runner, you want to know what they're doing.
That's right.
You know, so that made all the difference in the world whether I wanted to continue to study the Bible. And
so a witness is seen first, heard second, when they're most effective. You saw the witness even before you heard it, and the two aligned. And it made a big impact on you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I still remember the first person that invited me to their table. Her name is Delinda. She plays the piano.
Yes.
Yes. A very dear person. And I remember her now, just how kind she was and how she invited me and gave me a hug. And I said, is this for real? You know how much I needed that? You know, like, how did she know? But that's just how kind, you know, everybody was. So, and Wes Pepper sharing a story and the health nuggets, It just it really spoke to me. And then I mentioned about how I could tell that the Bible can be trusted by, you know, how he really spelled that out archaeologically and prophecy in the Bible. And there's, you know, like the chances of all these prophecies coming true would be nearly impossible based on coincidence. And just the illustration of that was just like, where did this all come from? And this is right. You know, I'm always looking for answers. I was looking for, you know, I was a psychology student, and I would move from one university to the next thinking that, well, this doesn't seem exactly right what they're teaching, so I need to go to this one because they're going to teach it right. And, you know, like, and that's such a great area. So that was, you know, revolutionary for me. Another thing, by the way, that's on Strong Tower Radio is Dr. DeRose, and he has some really practical things about, you know, mental health and also A Beautiful Mind, I think, plays every once in a while. There's just amazing insights that are simple and practical, but yet they just help a bundle. So afterwards, after the series, or maybe it was during the series, Mark said, maybe I should introduce you to Wes Peppers and the pastor Bob Benson that was there. And of course, they were eager to meet me, and they invited me over to Jelaine Fenner's house to just talk a little bit more. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, these people that put this on, they want to talk to me? Hmm. Like, they're willing to, after this long evening, and this guy is having a seminar day after day after day, and they want to, no timeline, just come into somebody's house here, and this person opened their house to us. Let's just have a chat.
You know what is occurring to me as you share that? Note the contrast. You went from the late night life of the world to now it's a little bit late after a seminar on Revelation, and you're invited to have a different late night experience in a totally different context, with totally polar opposite kind of people, because that's exactly what God knew you needed.
Yes, absolutely. That is what I needed. And I tell you what, you have such a better night's sleep after talking to people like that.
Amen.
So, yeah, so then following, you know, the chat that we had in the wrap-up of the seminar, Pastor Bob wanted to make sure I was still connected, and he even introduced me to some people in the local area. But we had such a good rapport, and at that point, I just, you know, wouldn't mind driving to have some more lessons with him. And we kept that relationship going for a while, where we, you know, see him, you know, once every couple of weeks, or talk on the phone. And, you know, Mark, he's a good driver. So he was willing to take me all the way to Cadillac. And it just, you know, moment by moment, my life was being changed. And
praise the Lord.
And that, you know, that was an instrumental part for Strong Tower Radio. That it moved in on me. Like, I couldn't get enough, you know? Like, I listened to Strong Tower. This was a nice part, too, is fresh manna every day at 11.
Yeah, starts at 11.
Yep, 11. I would hear a local pastor, or it could be from anywhere in the United States. They all have the same, you know, biblical background. They have, like, the same trust in the Bible. Everything is based on the Bible.
Amen.
And they have different styles, and they have different subjects, and I would hear one that I really enjoyed listening to, and I could look it up on Audioverse. So, you know, I would either go through the topic that I just really wanted, you know, that I was introduced to, and just, like, exhaust that, or exhaust the preacher, whatever it was. I was getting a crash course. And
so it was creating a deeper hunger in you.
Yes, yes. So, you know, maybe in really excited about health, and you know, that was almost like a precursor to the rest of it. And that's, I feel like there can be a wedge for anybody, and this is what was nice about Mark giving me that glow track. He could see that's what I was into, but that's not the entirety of it. That introduced me into like the bigger hunger, the bigger health, you know, like the I think health is important because it prepares you to have a better relationship with the Lord.
Like,
the Lord wants you to be healthy and wants you to be at your best, so when the trials come, that you'll be able to handle it. And that's the same way of having a good, strong foundation in habits and reading the Bible and whatnot. Is you have that strong foundation, so when there are trials, you're more buoyant. You can bounce back. And it was so evident in COVID, because the people that tended to be a little more mentally stable or like healthier could, you know, they could battle that a little bit more in some cases. So that was a good time for it to be introduced, you know, to me. Also, it was interesting when I heard about the top three things that were talked about during COVID. One was face masks, and this is the most searched. One was haircuts, and the other was spirituality. And so I was just praising the Lord that's what happened to me during COVID. I wasn't worried as much about face masks and haircuts, but I had that need for, you know, spirituality during that time. And that's exactly when I found, you know, the Lord, and, you know, praise the Lord for that.
Amen. There's also the fact that part of that physical health,
mm-hmm.
that health message you're referring to, there's the spiritual health that combines with that, so that we can face things much more in the strength of the Lord rather than our own strength and our really is a human weakness.
Yes, yeah. Yep. Knowing that that's what you need to be based on in order to be healthy, for sure.
And good health also enables us to better understand God's Word and also be more in tune with the Holy Spirit, because if my nerves are overstimulated by what I'm involved in life, whether it's intake of visuals, media, or food, my nerves are not going to be as attuned to the Holy Spirit's guidance as if I have a calm and healthful life. And so there's so much that's involved with the blessings of health.
Yes. And another thing, and this is what I learned from Vicki Griffin through Strong Tower Radio, is the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. You know, you see things as challenges. You see that, where you can grow and where you need, you know, you're constantly, like you're a living organism. The fixed mindset says, this is where I am. And anything that tries to break who I am is an assault to my character. And learning that I'm constantly growing is, you know, so important when you're thinking about what you're feeding your brain. Like,
that's right.
It's learning, it's rearranging itself. It's, you know, and God works through you, and he can grab you at any time of your life. And if you have that willingness to continue to grow and grow in him, then you can do his will, and you can, you know, that you are more capable of than what you think you can do. So
I think that's a very good illustration, because lots of times we think of hurdles as, okay, I'm up against this hurdle, it's impassable, I can't do a thing about it, rather than thinking of it as growth, where it's like, yes, I have this hurdle, but by God's strength, I can climb or jump over this hurdle, and I can keep growing and keep moving rather than stalling out. And I think that's what I'm hearing from you today, is that in your Strong Tower Radio experience, that even though you had hurdles, that the things that you heard in Strong Tower Radio by different people, different subject matters, that it actually allowed you to grow in that area, to see, yes, I am going to have hurdles, but by God's grace, I'm overcoming those hurdles, and that I'm growing in Him, and I'm falling deeper in love with Him. And so I'm wondering, how does Strong Tower Radio continue to bless you today? Obviously, we've heard about how in the past that it's just fed your soul and grown you in multiple ways, but how does that feed you today?
Well, in the last couple weeks, we were actually talking about this recently. The character building, the kids' stories, I was at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and at night. The character building stories are awesome. And so we were talking about, you want to share?
And Mark could probably...
This is just in the last couple of weeks.
Well, we're constantly talking about the different programming on Strong Tower and how it's evolving and changing. And, you know, specifically, some of these kids' stories are very
awesome.
Heartwarming.
Great stories.
He's,
adult
he's a little bit better at rehashing the stories. But as far as your question about how is... continued to bless me. That's one of the things. Is during Christmas, we just had a lovely time listening to some Christmas music and local recordings of their variety shows and the Christmas stories and kids stories and whatnot. And Julian has the gospel melodies all the time. I think. When I notice how much Strong Tower's blessing me is when I've gone a week without it. and then it's kind of like I want to get back in my car and go back home, you know? Like I know that there's more than one person behind me in my walk with the Lord. And when you have a team with you following you around on the road, you feel like you're not alone. And and the occasional prayer, you know, that happens. And I heard about this year coming up, they're starting some new program, new focusing, and one of them was on testimonies. And that inspired me to give my testimony as well, because it's, I know how I feel when Wes Peppers gave his testimony, and Pastor Bob gave his testimony, and there can be some really dramatic testimonies in your past, but you're constantly having a testimony. When people share what you would call their kingdom moments, or how they've been blessed, or how they were able to bless somebody else, that gives you inspiration to be looking for the same thing, to be doing the same thing. And when you hear feedback from other people, and this would be via Strong Tower Radio often, then it encourages you to go out and do the same. And I think on a day-to-day basis, I run into a lot of people. I do some personal shopping, and people realize that there's certain days of the week that I don't work, and they know why. And they know that I listen to a Christian radio station, and I've had multiple people in the grocery store come up to me and say, I need a prayer warrior, or they'll hand me a cross, you know, to wear, or they just ask for me to pray with them right there. And I don't think that would have ever happened if, you know, just by being a nice person. like there's something else that
is shining through.
Is shining through. So that's I feel like I'm continuing to be blessed, but it's also a lifestyle for me. And you know, the more you practice a lifestyle, the more like it's just part of your day. That's going to show on how you relate to other people. Amen. And how you move through.
And a good lifestyle is going to grow in that way, to where you see more and more of the benefits happening in your daily life.
Yeah, amen.
And you're describing that very experience as you're going shop for others, and you're in contact with different people. Folks just walk up to you and ask for prayers, spiritually reaching out for help.
Yeah.
And you get to have the experience, maybe a little bit different context, that you had on the pier. When
yeah.
the Lord connected you and challenged you with Strong Tower Radio, and at first you listened, and then it was like, yeah, okay, this is good. And all of a sudden you felt like, I need this. It was feeding a hunger you almost didn't know you had. And now that hunger is still there, and you're growing and growing and growing and wanting to share with others. That's a beautiful picture of the gospel at work.
Yes, amen.
One of the character building stories we kind of alluded to was the two kids were on the age that they were going to go to the city. They were just old enough so that they were going to go alone this time. So that was a big deal for them. Getting ready the night before, they were all excited. Next day goes around, they're up early, got all the chores done, they're getting ready to go on their own to the city. And then their dad's in a private room praying before, you know, like he always praying. And then they're waiting for, come on, Dad, get done so we can send us off. And he's like arguing while he's praying in the room, and they're listening, like, what was he talking? You know? And then the dad goes, how am I going to tell my kids that they aren't going to go today? You know, to God. So they hear him say that, and then he walks out and he says, kids, you're not going today. For some reason, you're not going. God doesn't want you to go. So they were all bummed. And so the next day, he's praying, you can go today. It's clear with God. Their trip to the city, but on their own with a horse, the whole city's on fire. It was destroyed the day before. And so they would have been involved with that. And so that was just inspiring, you know, prayer. I mean, that's awesome to hear.
And actually, Mark shared that story at a dinner that we had, and somebody else shared a similar story, which she would have been on a bus that ended up decapitating half of the kids.
Yeah, but telling her all this story, and she's like, well, I got a real story in where she was from, where her mom wanted, as she was a kid, her mom didn't want to go on the bus for that day, and so she missed, and then that was when the bus tipped over, and so it was, by sharing that story, she shared her story.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful, Mark, and that it's changed your life, and I just want to also add that as I've known you for several years now, and which has been a very, it's been a blessing. But also, in your growing in the Lord and the testimonies that you guys, both Mark and Joey, have shared, that it has strengthened and encouraged me in my journey. And I think that's part of sharing our testimonies for each one of us, is strengthening people and their journey. And really, that's what Strong Tower Radio is about. Is growing us, giving us a better understanding of God's character and making it personal, in that he is so beautiful that we find him irresistible.
Amen.
You know, at the beginning of when we prayed at the beginning, you know, Cam, you had mentioned about our testimony, about how we're still growing. It's the process we're going every day, our challenges. And so
that's for all of us.
Yeah.
And that's why we need that constant good feed in our brains, is because we're growing, we're living.
What we feed thrives. What we don't feed starves. So what we listen to, what we watch, either grows us into the likeness of Christ or takes us away from the likeness of Christ. And so, yes, our testimony is an ongoing and growing experience. And you could look at it really this way, in that when we make that commitment to Christ and we go beneath the waters of baptism and we come up, we have experienced what's called justification. Yet we have the rest of our lives, however long that is, to continue in that walk. And it's kind of like a young child learning to walk for the first time. We get up and fall, get up and fall. Yet we're learning to walk. And our parents want us to be able to walk without them holding our hands. But with God in our spiritual walk, it isn't like that. It's hold my hand all the way, and at the second coming, you will be strengthened to walk on your own. And you'll then be in my presence face to face. And so God wants to be that close to us. And he says, I know you're going to fall down sometimes, but I'm going to be right here to walk with you, pick you up, take your hand. You're going to put your hand back in mine by faith, and we're going to have that experience together. And that's the ongoing, growing experience in Jesus Christ. That's why these testimonies are so important, because what you've described is that very experience of growing in Christ.
And that's important that you mentioned about Jesus wanting to walk hand in hand, because that's what Strong Tower Radio has done for me.
Amen.
I feel like when Jody said that it's revealing God's character, well, my idea of God's character wasn't identical to what Strong Tower Radio says it is. Like,
it's quite different.
God wants to be close to you. The Ten Commandments, even, that was revolutionary for me, that it's done in love.
Yes.
And to see why he does the things that he does, and his character is love. Is that amazing or what? And just like the people that I met, they showed their love. That's what I feel Strong Tower Radio does for God. It shows his character. Where God's character is proclaimed, that's exactly how I feel.
Praise
about
Lord.
That.
Amen. Well, we're glad that that's coming through consistently. And we praise the Lord, because anything good that comes through Strong Tower, God be the glory.
Amen.
It's not our wisdom and strategy. We just do what he asks.
Well, I appreciate the good programming.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Joey and Mark, for sharing your testimony. And as you mentioned, it is continuing, as is each of our experience with the Lord. And so, listener, I trust you've been blessed. And for my co-host, Jody Ferguson, and our audio engineer, John Duman, our guests, Joey Ritzema and Mark Baker, I am Cam Ferguson, and you've been listening to Strong Tower Radio, Changing Lives. Until next time, God bless you, and good day.